Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقيل له صف لنا العاقل فقال عليه السلام هو الذي يضع الشيء مواضعه فقيل فصف لنا الجاهل فقال قد فعلت.
It was said to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, describe the wise to us. And he said, the wise is one who places things in their proper positions. Then he was asked, describe the ignorant to us. And he said, I have already done so.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, as we speak about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, there are so many different aspects to His Eminence's life that one can talk about. And every single one of the aspects of Imam Ali alayhi salam's life is a lesson for each and every single one of us. And as we have said in many of our programs, these lessons that we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam are lessons that are not limited to just Muslims. They are lessons which, alhamdulillah, thanks to the grace and the might of the Almighty Allah, they are lessons which help us in our daily lives. They are applicable to every single human being. If only one bothers to listen intently with a sincere ear, will they be able to hear the words and the admonitions and the advice of Imam Ali alayhi salam that can truly change and alter one's life for the better. One of the things that we have a tendency to do in our lives is to make friends. We have friends either at our workplace, we have friends at school, we have friends, you know, who are in the neighborhood, or we have family friends that we go and we visit every now and then. Now, when it comes to these friends and these various kinds of friendships that we have, it is very important to be careful who we are befriending. Now, it's okay to have acquaintances. Now, these friendships that we have, they have to have a certain basis and a certain foundation. Now, if you're not friends with an individual or a person or a group, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're their enemy. It just means that you're not their friend. Okay? So let's make this into three categories. One is a friendship, or let's go farther than that. Let's say one is love, one is a friendship, one is in the middle, neutral, and one is somebody you dislike and, you know, eventually somebody who's an enemy. Now, for sure, enemy, we understand, dislike, we stay away from, neutral, doesn't make a difference, love, well, you love that individual, but friends is what we want to focus on, because it seems like the biggest circle of people that are around us are friends. Now, we shouldn't be friends with just anybody, right? We can be neutral with everybody, you know? There are so many acquaintances that we have, people that we know. These are all in the neutral category. But those people that are our friends, that we have a tendency to spend more time with, we have to be very, very careful who they are, because these friends have a direct and indirect influence upon us as an individual. So if this person, this friend, is a good individual, and they are a religious individual, and they have good thoughts, then all of that will be transferred to us as well. So if they pray on time, it's going to encourage us to pray on time. If they read the Holy Quran, it's going to encourage us to read the Holy Quran. If they try their best to be good human beings, and they try their best to do good actions, then we too will try our best to do good deeds and to do good actions. Now, what about on the other hand? Well, if this individual is somebody who commits sins, or is an individual who goes to sinful places, or is an individual who disobeys the commands of the Almighty Allah, then slowly but surely that will have an effect and it will transfer to us as well. And so, Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see that he really surrounded himself, or more so, people that went around Imam Ali alayhi salam were people who wanted good. They wanted to be somebody around, somebody who was righteous. And this is what Imam Ali says. He says that meeting righteous people improves the heart. And so we say the other way around, meeting unrighteous people, unjust people, tyrannical people, corrupt people, that does what? That deteriorates and destroys the heart. So once again, as a last point, please be careful who your friends are. And of course, if we want to talk about love, the greatest love is the love for the Almighty Allah. A very beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee. كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He was born inside the place that billions face in prayer. He was martyred in one of the best places of prayer whilst performing prayer. He gave charity in prayer and was praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, loved his salah. How can he not, when he was the closest human being and the best student of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? How best then to honor the man born inside the Kaaba and martyred in Masjid al-Kufa, who dedicated his life for Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than to learn from his prayers? Here are lessons that we can learn from the salah of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Number one, the best preparation. Although it can sometimes be rushed or perhaps done habitually, Imam Ali alayhi salam recommends that we spiritually enhance the wudu by reciting special dhikr as well as dua for each stage. For example, whilst washing the face, we say, Allahumma bayyidh wajhi yawma taswaddu fihi alwujuh. Oh Allah, illuminate my face on the day many faces will be disgraced. Imam alayhi salam then goes on to say, if one performs their ablution as I do and says as I say, Allah the Almighty will create for each drop of the ablution water an angel that praises him and holds him as holy while magnifying him, and Allah will write down the rewards for such an individual up to the day of Qiyamah. Amazing. Just imagine how many angels would be praying for you. Now the link for the du'as of the wudu as recited by Imam Ali alayhi salam is found below the video. You can print it, perhaps laminate it, and place it inside the restroom or bathroom. Number two, know the magnitude of the prayer. The commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, is narrated to have said, if a person praying knew the extent of the mercy of God upon them whilst in prostration, they would not want to lift their head from the ground at all. If a believer is praying, the Imam Ali Salam says in another narration, Iblis, Shaitan, looks at them with much envy when they notice the great extent of God's mercy being showered upon them. Once he told Muhammad bin Abu Bakr, Know, O Muhammad, that everything follows on from your prayers. So if you waste it, you waste everything else. An important reminder, therefore, to make Salah center stage in our lives. Check how we do it and empower ourselves with knowledge on how to improve its performance. But three, the final deed. If any one of us were told that we have 10 minutes remaining in our lives, what would we do? In a narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam states, when you stand in Salah, pray the prayer of one who is bidding farewell to this world. I.e., perform it in the best way, don't rush it, and try to focus with your heart. Imam Ali alayhi salam categorically states, من أتى الصلاة عارفا بحقها غفر له. Whomsoever performs the prayer whilst cognizant of his status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword. Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine.